That one. Ian Drive right here with me, Brad. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, joining me on the line is Bradley Cortrell, a local farmer with a passion for sustainable agriculture and a specialist in rose geranium, also known as Malfa, and beekeeping. As we mark important conversations around food security, which is what it's all about in South Africa, Brad's work offers a unique perspective on how alternative crops and pollinators can play a role in resilient farming. He's going to be breaking it down all for us in simplistic terms. Brad, thanks for making time for us this afternoon. We appreciate it. Welcome to Drive.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me.
Lovely to have you. It's great speaking to another Brad. Otherwise, yes. I'm just speaking to myself. How's your day been, buddy?
Busy. Oh, yeah, I'm currently on the farm, actually busy checking on certain things that needs to be done. But that's our normal day-to-day routine. So,
yeah,
just normal work.
Lovely stuff, man. Well, thanks for taking time. This conversation, just like the others, is going to be available as a podcast. Let's get into it, Brad. Now, from your hands-on experience, Bradley, especially with crops like rose geranium and working with bees, how would you describe the current state of food insecurity in South Africa in your words?
As you know, currently we are actually facing a complex food security situation in South Africa. A significant portion of our population is struggling with food insecurity. As you know, a couple of months, I think, I must just check, a couple of months back, the Stellenbosch University did a recent study on the food security, and it actually shows that it's been on the declining, and it's actually now in its lowest state in the last decade. So, and the problem is that we're facing actually with this is that it's the local people, the rural people, on the people that do everyday people that actually struggle with this problem, with the insecurity of the food insecurity. Yeah.
So, what are some of the biggest hurdles farmers face in growing enough food for communities? What would you say, Brett, about that? And you know, how do kind of niche crops like Malfa or practices like beekeeping fit into solving those kind of challenges? What would you say are the biggest hurdles first?
You see, the main thing actually we should actually it's very complex. So we need to start with the actual problems that there is in our country at the moment. A contributing factor to the food insecurity in our country is actually unemployment and the high food prices. And then another thing that we also deal with is the limited nutritional food that needs to get to the children. You understand?
Yeah.
So and obviously the other big impact that that some people don't want to talk about is the major impact of climate change. Mm. So what I've did in my what we did here on the farm is that we diversified our strategy for job creation. And we also teach other people, you know, basic skills on farming skills, and also to become self-sustainable instead of waiting for handouts. Empower yourself. You see, that's the approach we took.
Yeah.
Yeah, on our farm.
Yeah. You know, Bradley, you're a very strong advocate, you know, for small-scale farming especially. So how can local farmers, especially those working with alternative crops or pollinators, improve food access and fight hunger?
The whole problem is actually it's a larger problem that, you know, all of us need assistance. So, but the problem that that we're currently dealing with is that the whole country is actually dealing with it, is that all the resources that is supposed to get to the local communities is not getting there. So the problem is that the government needs to update their data and scientific evidence on the local and municipal levels, you know, to ensure that their interventions that they're creating are targeted to the people that's actually in need of it. You see, that's the problem. They are busy with a lot of other stuff instead of focusing on the local people here. That's the problem. We need to get back to basics.
Absolutely. Now, rose geranium, which is what we spoke about earlier in bees, that's part of your toolkit for sustainability. So what other practices, Brad, do you think could make a long-term difference for South Africa's food systems?
The first thing I would say is really that we should start, you know, when I grew up, when we went to school there in Belva, where I grew up, we were taught a lot of skills. And in those times, a lot of skills, we actually used to literally plant our own potatoes and stuff in the yard. And nowadays, you don't see it anymore. So the main things now is that we should get back to improving our skills to become sustainable for ourselves. You understand?
Yeah.
And if you see that, if you look at our current state, our political state in South Africa, just think where the government and what they are busy with at the moment, and then think what we need here on the floor. It's going to take forever to get here. So we need to improve ourselves to make sure that we must really improve our own skills, and so that we can, and even in schools, they should actually bring back the small basic farming toolkits and stuff for children, so that they, when they leave school, actually they can already be capable of being sustainable for themselves.
Brad, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon over the phone. Such an important conversation, especially talking about how crops like rose, geranium, and bees contribute to a more resilient agriculture system. We appreciate it. It's guys like you that are vital in helping South Africa move forward, towards a food secure future. We appreciate your time so much.
Thank you very, very much. I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
That I've got a saying that money is a visitor. So it comes and it goes, and most of us know that. So build your relationships and start off your relationship with God. And the moment you have your relationship with God, you'll see that you wouldn't be scared to take on new challenges, because that's what you need, to take on new challenges. Because most of us are actually afraid to take on the challenges, to feed ourselves, because we are so... in this thing that other people must sort. Our people are, our culture is that most of the people is waiting for handouts. You see? Mm-hmm. So that's why I keep on saying, empower yourself. And the other thing is, the main thing is, learn from your mistakes. It's the only way forward. I can tell you that now. Learn from your mistakes is really the only way forward.
Brad, beautiful words. What a way to wrap it up. Thank you for leaving us with that. We appreciate it. It adds so much value. Makes a big difference, buddy. Thanks, man. You were speaking to the thousands and thousands of people that were now tapping into this conversation. Wishing you, your family, everything of the best for today and the year ahead. And we'll connect with you soon again.
Thank you very, very much for having me.
It is a pleasure.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye for now.
Hey, bye. Bye.
There you go. What a lovely gentleman. Bradley Cortriel, local farmer with a passion for sustainable agriculture and a specialist in rose geranium, also known as Malva, and beekeeping. We appreciate his time this afternoon as our conversation centers around food security in South Africa and how Brad's work offers a unique perspective on how alternative crops and pollinators also can play a role in resilient farming. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it. Wishing you everything.